It has been a nice late January day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures today have been around average for this time of year. That hasn't happened much this month. We've had a handful of days near or below average. Most of the days have been well above. It's really not a surprise. Most of you have noticed how warm it has been this month of January. And temperatures today are basically around where we would expect them to be for this time of year. The dew points are low, running mainly in the single digits and teens, so the air mass is dry, but it's not super dry like it can get around here during the winter season. Moving ahead, you're already noticing some clouds have mixed in this afternoon. They've been largely thin and quite high up. They are going to kind of fly through and mix with the stars tonight, so I'll still call it mainly clear. You will notice some clouds from time to time. I'm not expecting any snow tonight. Lows will be in the single digits and teens, so it'll be on the chilly side once again tomorrow morning. So you'll want that heavy winter coat as you step out the door, but that's what we'd expect this time of year. And tomorrow will be another very pleasant day. It should be a little bit warmer than today, so we'll tack on a few degrees. Highs will be largely in the 30s. We'll have brighter weather during the morning, and then you'll notice the clouds will tend to fill in during tomorrow afternoon. But I do not expect any weather problems in terms of getting around on the roads during the day on Friday. And then over the weekend, we're going to be a little bit unsettled. I don't think anything significant will happen around here. There is going to be a storm that's out to sea south of Long Island, and that's probably far enough out to sea to not have any dramatic impact on our weather. But at the same time, there is going to be a disturbance that rotates in from the Great Lakes. So it looks like the weekend will end up being more cloudy than clear. There is going to be the chance for a little light rain or snow on both Saturday and Sunday, but I don't think it's really going to add up to much. So while you may need an umbrella, you may have to brush off the windshield a little bit over the weekend, I think by and large, the weather should be tranquil enough that it's not going to cause any big problems. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, with highs in the low to mid-30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, with highs in the low to mid-30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the teens to around 20, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, with a high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, highs in the middle to upper 30s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of some light rain or snow, highs in the 30s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of some light rain or snow, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.